I think that's right, because I heard the lesson read in church after I learned that that was what it was.
And it's dogwood. We got two kind of dogwood, white and has a magnolia, but that's not a tree, by the way. That's a shrub.
Magnolia is a shrub? Mm-hmm. That great huge thing mm-hmm. is not a tree?
No.
For heaven's sake. Well, that's why it's on the shrub page here, I guess, instead of the tree page.
It's called something floral. Mm. What's a magnolia called? My grandiflora. It's a shrub.
What do you call a kind of bush that has, I don't know if you have them here, has red berries and the leaves turn red in the fall, and it's, some say the berries are poisonous.
Yupa.
Sumac or shumac or
Sumac. It's poison.
Do you have it here?
Grow around here, I think, in my mom. Don't they have some of them up down there? Pretty. The children, I think, got some on that page.
What are some vines or things that you might touch and would make your skin break out?
Oh, my goodness. You're just getting here, poison oak. Mm. If you burn it, you're 300 feet away and smoke comes down there, you'll break out.
Really?
Mm, it's terrible to get rid of. Children have got a rash of it up there. And poison ivy mm-hmm. and poison oak are the two. And sumac is mm-hmm. the three.
Do you have thunderwood here?
Yep. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it looks like. Three leaves. All of them got three leaves, I think.
Is it poison too?
Yeah, I think so.
How do you say that?
Thunderwood.
Okay. Then what kinds of berries might you grow around here?
Blackberries.
What about?
And little crab apples. They look like berries. They're tiny things.
I call them red berries.
Well, what are some red berries?
Well, that's holly.
Well, these are edible. You put on shortcake.
Cranberries? Strawberries, yes. Strawberries. Mm-hmm.
What's another red kind? They look like blackberries, but they're red.
Oh, they're not cranberries.
It starts with an R.
Yeah, raspberry.
Okay. Let's see. You don't have them here, I'm sure, because they grow in the mountains, but it's a tall bush with clusters of pink and white flowers.
Cherry laurel.
Do you have them here?
That's mountain laurel you're talking about. Cherry laurel we do have.
Yeah.
Is mountain laurel something different?
A little bit.
Very different.
Mm-hmm, it's different. I don't think we have it around here much. We may have it up on these hills going toward the Pine Mountain up in that area. Mm-hmm.
Do you have rhododendron here?
Yeah.
I thought that was a mountain thing, too.
It is. Yeah. It doesn't grow so well here. Some people try to have it and have it mm-hmm. by taking great care of it, but it really
doesn't do too well.
How do you pronounce that?
Rhododendron.
Okay. Let's see. If a married woman, we're changing the subject now to family members, if a married woman does not want to make up her own mind, she would say, I must ask my...
I
a married woman would say of her spouse, I must ask my...
My husband.
And he would say, I must ask my...
My wife.
Are there any joking names they might have for each other?
Yeah, yeah. Plenty of them.
Well, such as?
My better half.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Battle axe.
Okay. Okay.
Boss.
Which is the boss? Does that depend on the family?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. A woman who has lost her husband is a...
Widow.
Did you ever hear a term for a woman whose husband had just run off, he was still alive?
I don't think so. I can't recall it.
Do you know the term grass widow?
Yes.
What's that?
That's a divorce place.
Oh, okay. What, your male parent would be your...
According to this thing, it's a sire. That's your father.
What did you call your father?
I called him Papa.
Okay. And your female parent is your...
Mama.
Okay. And the two of them together are your...
Parents.
Mm-hmm. And your father's father would be your...
Grandpa.
What did you call